Blessed Sabbath, dear family. What a blessed Sabbath day this morning. We have so many things to thank the Lord for. So this Sabbath, we'll be studying lesson number 24, continuing the study on growing up into Christ, part 2. That was the opening of our study. Is it possible that any one of the little, dear family, little ones that would like to take the opportunity at this moment to be able to take prayer? But before that, we're going to read the scripture from Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. But this week, boys and girls, we will continue our study on how to grow up in Christ. Now we'll be asking for prayer requests for any one of the dear family. Anyone that would like to have opening prayer, may you please put up the bubble.
Our Father, thank you for us to be able to have this blessed day. Please be able to bless everyone in this room today. Please only be able to be relieved from my arm being hurt or like on Thursday. Let me be able to understand right from wrong and to help everyone in case that they have problems that is bothering them. Don't let us be able to be fall to the hands of the devil or be tempted to do evil. Let us be able to always be able to thank you, since you are the one who protects us and take care of us all. Forgive me for my sins, my iniquity, and my crutches. This is not that just press home. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We would like to welcome all of the dear brethren that are on the phone. Welcome. I hope that you will be receiving a blessing, as we will as well. Now, as we continue our lesson, if any one of the dear family would like to come up and read the following scripture, please come up to the bubble.
John 15:4-5.
They
have to hear you, honey. Abide in me.
Abide in me.
And I in you.
And I in you.
As the branch
cannot
bear fruit
of itself.
Except it. Abide in the vine.
No more can ye.
Except ye abide in me. Now we're on 15:5.
I am the vine.
And ye are the branches. He that abideth in me. And I in him. The same bringeth forth.
Much fruit.
For without me.
Ye can do nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to stop here and let other families have a turn, all right?
All right.
Amen.
Colossians 2:6-8 says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ."
You want to read this other part? Psalm 37:3-6?
Psalm 37:3-6.
Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
And do good.
And do good.
So shalt thou dwell in the land.
So shalt thou dwell in the land.
And verily thou shalt be fed.
And verily thou shalt be fed.
Delight thyself.
Delight thyself.
Also in the Lord.
Also in the Lord.
And he shall give thee the desires.
And he shall give thee the desires.
Of thine heart.
Of thine heart.
Commit thy way unto the Lord.
Commit thy way unto the Lord.
Trust also in him.
Trust also in him.
And he shall bring it to pass.
And he shall bring to pass.
And he shall bring forth thy righteousness.
And he shall bring forth thy righteousness.
As the light.
As the light.
And thy judgment.
And thy judgment.
As the noonday.
As the noonday.
Amen.
Isaiah 30:15-18 says, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in return and rest shall ye be safe, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, and ye will not. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment, and blessed are all they that wait for him."
Amen. Great job, everyone. Let's continue in Steps of Christ, Chapter 8, and we will be reading today, page 69-71. Any one of the Bear family would like to continue the next paragraph, please come up to the podium.
Steps to Christ, page 69. Many have an idea.
Have an idea
that they must do some part of the work
that
alone.
They must do some part of the word alone.
They have trusted in Christ.
In Christ.
For the righteousness.
For the righteousness.
Of sin.
Of sin.
Can you read this part?
I don't know.
Okay, you can repeat after me. But now they seek.
By their own efforts to live aright.
But every such effort must fail.
Jesus says,
Without me,
ye can do nothing.
Our growth in grace.
Our joy.
Our usefulness. All depend upon.
Our union.
With Christ. It is by communion.
With him daily.
Hourly.
By abiding in him.
That we are to grow.
In grace.
He is not only the author.
But the finisher.
Of our faith.
It is Christ first.
And last.
And always.
He is to be with us. Not only at the beginning.
At the end of our course.
At the end of our course. But at every step of the way. David says.
I have set the Lord always before me.
Because he.
He is at my right hand.
I shall not be moved. Psalm 16, verse 8.
Amen. You want to say amen?
Amen.
Do you ask, how am I to abide in Christ? In the same way as you received him at first, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye with ye in him. The just shall live by faith. Colossians 2:6, Hebrews 10:38. You gave yourself to God to be his worry, to serve and obey him, and you took Christ as your Savior. You could not yourself atone for your sins or change your heart, but having given yourself to God, you believe that he, for Christ's sake, did all this for you. By faith you became Christ, and by faith you are to grow up in him. By giving and taking, you are to give all, your heart, your will, your service. Give yourself to him to obey all his requirements, and you must take all, Christ, the fullness of all blessing, to abide in your heart, to be your strength, your righteousness, your everlasting helper, to give you power to obey.
Amen. Beautiful. Now, we have a question, boys and girls. When you walk by faith, does this mean walking with Jesus? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
You want to say yes?
Yes. God's word
tells
us in Psalm 23.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to read this?
Way up there.
I know, honey. Listen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. In green pastures. He leadeth me. Beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path. Of righteousness. For his name's sake.
Yea.
Though I walk through the valley.
Of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil.
For thou art.
With me.
Thy rod. And thy staff.
They comfort me.
Thou preparest.
A table before me.
In the presence.
Of mine enemies.
Thou anointest my head.
With oil.
My cup runs over. Surely goodness. And mercy. Shall follow me. All the days
of my life.
And I will dwell
in the house of the Lord and
for
evil.
Forever. Amen.
Walking with Jesus, walking every day. All along the way, for I am walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus alone. Walking with Jesus, walking every day, all along the way, for I am walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus alone.
Walking in the sunlight, walking in the shadow, walking every day, all along the way, from walking in the sunlight. Walking in the shadow, walking with Jesus alone.
Walking in the sunlight, walking in the shadow, walking every day. All along the way, for I am walking in the sunlight, walking in the shadow, walking with Jesus alone.
Walking with Jesus, walking every day. All along the way, for I'm walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus alone.
Walking with Jesus, walking every day, all along the way, for I am walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus alone. Walking with Jesus alone, walking with Jesus alone.
Praise the Lord, dear little one. Let's try to walk like Daniel, dare to be a Daniel. Let's continue on Step to Christ, page 70, paragraph 1. Consecrate yourself to God in the morning and make this your very first work. Let your prayer be, take me, O Lord, as holy thy. I lay all my plans at thy feet. Use me today in thy service. abide with me, and let all my works be God in thee. This is a daily matter. Each morning, consecrate yourself to God for that day. Surrender all your plans to Him to be carried out or give up as His providence shall indicate. Thus, day by day, you may be giving your life into the hands of God, and thus your life will be molded more and more after the life of Christ. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, double up.
A life in Christ is a life of restfulness. There may be no ecstasy of feeling, but there should be an abiding, peaceful trust. Your hope is not in yourself, it is in Christ. Your weakness is united to His strength, your ignorance to His wisdom, your frailty to His enduring might. So you are not to look to yourself, not to let the mind dwell upon self, but look to Christ. Let the mind dwell upon His love, upon the beauty, the perfection of His character. Christ in His self-denial, Christ is His humiliation, Christ in His purity and holiness, Christ in His matchless love. This is the subject for the soul's contemplation. It is by loving Him, copying Him, depending wholly upon Him, that you are to be transformed into His likeness.
Jesus says, "Abide in me." These words convey the idea of rest, stability, confidence. Again, He invites, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest," Matthew 11:28. The words of the psalmist express the same thought, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. And Isaiah gives the assurance, "In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength," Psalm 37:7 and Isaiah 30:15. This rest is not found in inactivity, for in the Savior's invitation, the promise of rest is united with the call to labor. "Take my yoke upon you, and ye shall find rest," Matthew 11:29. The heart that rests most fully upon Christ must be earnest and active in labor for Him.
Steps to Christ, page 71. When the mind dwells upon self, it is turned away from Christ, the source of strength and life. Hence, it is Satan's constant effort to keep the attention diverted from the Savior and thus prevent the union and communion of the soul with Christ. The pleasures of the world, life's cares and perplexities and sorrows, the faults of others, or your own faults and imperfections, to any or all of these He will seek to divert the mind. Do not be misled by His devices. Many who are really conscientious and who desire to live for God, He too often leads to dwell upon their own faults and weaknesses, and thus by separating them from Christ, He hopes to gain the victory. We should not make self the center and indulge anxiety and fear as to whether we shall be saved. All this turns the soul away from the source of our strength. Commit the keeping of your soul to God and trust in Him. Talk and think of Jesus. Let self be lost in Him. Put away all doubts. Dismiss your fears. Say with the Apostle Paul, "I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Galatians 2:20. Rest in God. He is able to keep that which you have committed to Him. If you will leave yourself in His hands, He will bring you off more than conqueror through Him that has loved you. Steps to Christ. Amen.
Amen. What beautiful word indeed. Now we come to another question, dear boys and girls. Do you want God then to consecrate us to Him? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble on.
Yes, He says in his words, consecrate yourself to God in the morning. Make this your very first word.
Amen. We have one of the last questions in our study today, boys and girls. Is it not great to know God always has us in his hand? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, your little one.
That's the whole world in his hand.
He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the tiny little babies in his hand. He's got the tiny little babies in his hand. He's got the tiny little babies. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain. In his hands, he's got the wind and the rain. In his hands, he's got the wind and the rain. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here. In his hands, he's got everybody here. In his hand, he got everybody here. In his hand, he got the whole world in his hand.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful God. We'd like to thank all the dear family that participated and hoping by God's grace next Sabbath that many of the other family will have the opportunity to test their mic as well so they can be able to use their little voices for the praises of God. Now, next week, we will continue to learn how the study of growing up with Christ will continue. Part 3. Now, any one of the guest family would like to have closing prayer? May you please come up to the bottom? Before I begin the closing prayer, I would like to openly share a praise. My son had an injury. He had a bike accident 2 days ago, and it was kind of like a fracture in his hand. And praise God that he had opened a way to be able to allow so many people to come at his aid when it was needed, but especially God by actually not allowing it to go no further than just a fracture. And how wonderful he is that he has all the little one in his hand, and also giving him the strength and the courage to be able to go through the whole process. So at this moment, I would like to thank God openly and as well to ask that the Lord will be the same watchful care upon all the little ones in our home church and all around the world, that he may be able to keep watching over them and protecting them and putting an edge around them as well. And for the mommies and the daddies to also have the strength to raise this little heritage of God, that they may be able to be used in the same way. So if anyone would like to, please kneel as possible, that we may be able to come before the throne of God and give praise and thanksgiving for the goodness that you have bestowed upon us. Righteous and heavenly Father, we come before the Lord to give you thanks and praises. We want to give you all the praise and the thanksgiving this day, Lord Jesus, for the mercy that you have bestowed upon all of us. Father, thank you for being in our presence. Thank you for blessing each one of our dear families and our families here and far. May you help us continue this narrow path. May you give us the strength and the health, the wisdom, the discretion, and the understanding that we need to be able to continue proclaiming your word in this world, Father. Please bless the children and every one of us here, and also those that are broken in heart, those that are having health problems, and especially those that are lost, dear Lord. May you bring all your dear ones into the fold. Bless each and every one of the mothers and the fathers, and keep the family together, dear Savior. Thank you for being the sacrifice that you have for us to come to this plan of salvation. Thank you for being with us. May you continue blessing us the rest of the day, and we'll be able to have a blessing as well for what we will be receiving this sermon. I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. Amen. Next Sabbath, we'll continue part 3, and that will be Saturday, May 25th, 2013. So at this moment, as always, we want to thank all the brethren that are on the phone. We hope and pray that you did receive a blessing as we did as well. And we left activities for the children that they may be able to also have and be blessed. We would like to thank all the brethren that took part of putting together these presentations for the blessings that they will bestow upon God and heritage. And also, we would like to continue on proclaiming this beautiful message of salvation in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.